Simon Ayin Aleph Siv Gimel. A Meshamer Es Hameis. A person who is Meshamer Es Hameis is a mitzvah to be Meshamer Hameis. So the halacha is Afilu Einai Meisoi. It's not a korif to him. Potter. He's potter. What is he potter from? So the Mishnah Berurah says if cotton is base potter mikrishme utvile bechol hamitzvahs. Mimnei shu oisek b'mitzvah, he's oisek b'mitzvah, sheshaimrei min ha'achborim, there's a shmire from ha'achborim, v'afilu b'svina chayshina l'achborim, so memele, he is doing something, shmire, that means he's togod b'shmire, he has to make sure that there's no ha'achborim, Veine reshoi oz lahachmer al atzmai, he's oisek b'mitzvah. Vafilu hu yoyshev chutz la'arba amois, ayme shekasabno b'simen lamedches. Now, here we have aloche, a mishamer esameis, he's called oisek b'mitzvah, he's doing something, he's occupied with something, he's potter mikrishme betfila b'chol ha-mitzvah. So I was wondering, we had a similar halacha by an oinon, misha meis lemei, shu chayiv li saba lolo. So he's potter mikrishme u'mitfila, and he's not allowed to be machmer. But by an oinon we had, he doesn't make any brochas. That's what we heard of here. So I was trying to find out a meshamer es hameis. What's the he's potter mikrishme betfila kol hamitzvus. What's the din? Does he make brachas? He doesn't make brachas. So you can't. To learn. So anoyna if he eats something, he doesn't make a brachas. So al koponim. So I found in Nita Gabriel, and Nita Gabriel, he says as follows, he says, also lechel, that there's another din, in front of the mace, you're not allowed to eat, so lo yigla rosh, vimhu yase mechitze, he makes a mechitze, separation, he's allowed to eat. So it's not in front of the mace. U'bishas adchak, yachzer pon of lechel, he should turn around, b'yishrachek chutz l'daladames me'ameis, v'gam ha'broche yivoich mechutz l'daladames. So al-koponim, he says clearly, you make broches. There was no suffix by him. He's just saying that just like you eat chutz l'daladames al-tloig l'rosh, so the same thing, you make the brocha chutzul davadamas. The basis is a dover poshet that he makes brochas. Exactly what the chilik is between an oinon and a meshamer es hameis, it would seem perhaps an oinon is, it's mutl olov to figure out that all the tzorchei hameis should be niskayim. So perhaps it's a greater tilde de mitzvah, a greater chiyuv. It's a kavod hameis that he should be completely involved in the tzorchei hameis. Masha'in came by a meshamer es hameis. He's called an oisik b'mitzvah, and the oisik b'mitzvah patters him from all mitzvahs. But it seems al kaponim bein reshoy oz lahachmer al atzmoi is part of mitzvahs. Al kaponim, it seems he makes brachas. That it seems that's absurd. I was looking till I found Anita Gabriel. I found the lotion of the Geshe Chaim says upoter mishar mitzvahs. Upotter gam mikrishme utvile.
Is it started to learn if the Misha points to
That's right. He said, no, but he's Isaac B'mitzvah. Forget about Mechuyev. He's doing the mitzvah now. Okay, so the tilim you're saying is for the niftar. That's the head of the tilim. Not someone say not for yourself, that's for the niftar. But that's called Isaac. It seems he is. That means if the mace, I don't know, if the mace would be in the freezer, and there's. No one can get to the mace. I really don't know what the Isaac B'mitzvah is. What is the Isaac B'mitzvah? He's not Mishama the mace. The mace is in the different Rishus and Gansan. He's, I don't know if he's called Mishama as a mace. Here, what? He's not with the mace. I don't know. He's upstairs, so what kind of a Mishama he is, I haven't the faintest idea. What? And he's there to see no one should come in. Okay, so that could also be a shmir. No one should take him out. Or come on, there's some sort of a shmir he's doing. But al kaponim, it seems that he makes brachas, and this is he's not as chomer as a noinon. Yeah, it's part of in Krishma we call a mitzvah. That's what we have over here. Part of in Krishma utvile v'chol a mitzvah. He's part of a more mitzvah. He's part of a tkiya shayfa. He's part of a more mitzvah. Krishma utvile v'chol a mitzvah. But it seems a baroche, I mean, al kaponim, when he's eating, somehow he makes a baroche. As I state, Nitha Gabriel. So that's what exactly the difference. Exactly, I don't understand it properly, but come on, that's the din. Yeah. He's not allowed to be machmer to do a mitzvah. See, Dalit. Are you shnayim mishamrim? If there were two people who were appointed to be shamrim, zeh mishamer, zeh koirei. So then it is not necessary that both at the same time should be mishamrim, so zeh mishamer zeh koirei. V'achar kach mishamer zeh v'koirei zeh. So here you can avoid the means that in different times one will not be an oisik b'mitzvah, he's not a mishamer. Sif hei, ha-choifer kever l'meis. A person who digs a kever l'meis, potter, again, he's also oisik b'mitzvah. Afilu b'shas nuchoy ma'at. Now here it says Amir Dike Chiddush. So he's digging a kever. He's digging a kever. And down he has a pick and a shovel and all the good zachen. And then he rests a little bit. He's resting. Shegam osalochay. And now he's resting. Rabbi, you didn't learn Krishna. You didn't say brocha. So you're resting now. Shegam oz nikra adayin oisig b'mitzvah amoyra de kezach. His resting is considered an oisig b'mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah? Shal yedeza yischaze koiche lachze v'lachper. So the resting is a hachone that she be able to dig in another 5 minutes. So this resting is also called oisig b'mitzvah. Because I'm enabling myself to start digging in 5 minutes. So he's also a potter. Because he's resting also. Sivo. Hoyu shnayim o yoyser chayserim. What is, there are two people or more that are in the process of digging the kever. Kol atzrichim letzolche achzire bebas achas. So whoever is needed for the chafira to digging the kever, b'basach, it means I need two. There's a lotion of the Beis Yosef, that let's say you have one person who's digging, and there's another person that has a bucket, and he's putting the dirt into the bucket. So the oifen achfira is that you need two people to work b'basachas. Pturim. So both of them are potter, both of them are oisik, including some ace. Vim yesh noisofim, What if there's more people there? So the other people who at the present time not digging, nishmotim v'koizim, so they'll go and they'll encroachment. The Chayzren Eilu Umis Askim. Now these people who lain Krishma, they will now go and be misasik. Bachayzim Nishmotim Bekayzim. Now they'll start digging, and the other people who lain Krishma. Bachayzim Atlov of Nimsa Shekaru Kulam. When his battle Shumdova me Esek Hakem Klala Filurega. That means there's a mitzvah of chfirah, but we have enough people to be chayfer that we're not mevatel the chfirah. And benkach, the people who were before digging can now lain krishma. Siv Zayin. Also, likreis krishma teich arba amesh shomeis. You're not allowed to, I feel I'm not doing anything. I'm not a shomer, I'm not doing anything, there's a mace there. And I want to learn Krishna, teich arba'a mishal mace. I'm in the arba'a mishal mace. Now, others say, and the reason is, the reason is, I'm learning Krishna now, and it's in his Dalad Amis. So his Dalad Amis, so it's like I'm ridiculing. You're part of the mitzvah, and I'm doing a mitzvah. So that is ridiculing the mace. So there's an issa. There's an issa loig l'rosh. It's also now the halacha of daladamis. There's a shaila if you say kula beisa kedaladamis dami. There's a whole room. I have a tremendous room. And there's a mace in that room. So is the halacha only in the Dalad Amis of the mace? Or is there a din, the whole room is a din of Dalad Amis? So Mamela, that means you have a tremendous room. You'll have Madison Square Garden, the place, and you have a mace there. So the whole room is a din of Dalad Amis. He's not allowed to lay in the whole room. This is like Larosh. That's the devil. That means he's laying Krishna. He's not doing. He's not ashamed. He's nothing. But it's amazing. And he's mechuyev in Krishna. He's no ptur of Krishna. But you can't lay in his daladamis. And others hold. I feel like the whole room is also as a din of daladamis. That's others. They bring down the Chazanish was mekel gabi this. He was made. Yeah. It'll be the same thing. If you say kula basic adaladamas. Agavuche, the halach is you're not allowed to eat also in front of the mace, also it's like l'rosh. And there the chazanish paskin that the whole room is also. There's no mechitza ben time, unless we said bishar sadchak. He turns around about Kaponim, but by mitzvahs, the Chazanish was makel, the Samachloikas Apaiskim, he was makel that the Holy Spirit is Aladamas. Okay, so now also Likres Krishma, Teich Abba Amei Shameis, Asloig Lerosh, Oy Beveis HaKvoris. Now Beveis HaKvoris, very interesting, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Ubeis akvoris hamukiv mechitza. So there's a din, here there's a din, Dalad Amish Almeis. Dalad Amish Almeis, you have a mitzvah of Krishma, fine, Gevaldik, Oba, not in the Dalad Amish of the Meis, Altsloig Larosh. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says over here, what if you have a big beis akvoris? And there's a kever right here, here's the mechitza. And there's a kever right next to the mechitza, and I'm standing outside of the beis hakvoris, teich dalad amis of the kever. So what is the din? So he says, if there's a mechitza, it's mutter. So that's called the beis hakvoris. So the mechitza will help, even though it's dalad amis of the meis. Le'idoch, he says, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, but what if he's in the beis hakvoris, and he's chutz le'dalad amis, So he says, so there, maybe it's a special din in Beis HaKvonis, he says, there they were geyser within the Beis HaKvonis, avotecha mechitza yesh limnoya afele chutzla daladamas, shema yiskarev ledamet daladamas. So there was a gzeire in the Beis HaKvonis. It's not a din of a kula basic, it's a gzeire. He might, if he's in the Beis HaKvonis, he might enter the daladamas. So we'll see soon, but since the whole thing is also gzeire, so we'll see there's a kula in the Beis HaKvonis, if he's chutzla daladamas. Now, a building in the center of what? Yeah. So that's mamish a different rishus. That's mamish a different rishus. I'm out of the enochanami. I be beis akvoris zok the mishnah berure. Oh, no, so let's finish. Ve'im koro lo yotza. Meire de kizach, ilayn krishme, and now, so we say he wasn't yotza, he has to lay over again. Yeah, so now, krishma, v'hu adin lo yma kaddish, u'sha divrei kdushe, v'ta mishim lo yigro rosh. So that what it says, kaddish, that means if I'm in dalet ames of this mace, and I'm saying a Kaddish for another mace, so that's also a Sleg L'Rosh. If I'm saying Kaddish for this mace, so then it's not Sleg L'Rosh, it's L'Kvoidoi. Or the same thing, if a person is saying a Hesped on a mace. So if it's L'Kvoidoi, so there's no din of Sleg L'Rosh. Now let us see the Mishabuos of Kod Yuzayin. Knosu chachomim hoil v'over al divrayim. So the chachomim canceled him because that means they said you're not allowed to do it, and they said you're not yotzer. Afilo ho yoshoigeg. So here the v'chaba paskins v'im kolo leyotzer v'raivet chaylik usvirolei the ein tzorich lachzav alikreis given the amokim who are yoroi likreis boi v'rak mishum loi gorosh yotze b'diyat. So ever machloikis the mechaba paskins it seems like the Rambam v'im koro lo yotze afilo b'shoigig and the Ravid holds he was yotze uvedine linye krishma eskima achoynem lochish v'divei Rambam v'lachzav alikreis. By Krishna, you can lean over again. There's no Shabbat Brocha Levatola. So forget. And the Rambam holds you weren't Yotze Krishna. You lean over again. Avol Impirech Oyispalo. But if he davened, or he said Brochas, Lin Yabichas Krishna, Misapaka Primagodamayin, Shom Taimo, Yabichas Krishna is a Rebachma like Krishna, or Bichas Krishna, but the Yavit will be Samech and the Ravit at your Yotze. Now the Dirshu brings down by Keva Rochu, Rav Shmuel Salant, davened in the hallway to the Keva, not in the Keva, outside L'Rosh. But the others that davened by the Keva or Bamish in the room, and by Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, so it seems that the Mokim Akvure is a Rishus Bifnei Atzmai, so there's no delay L'Rosh. That's by the Keva of Rav Shimon ben Yechoi. You're not davening for Rav Shimon ben Yechoi here. To say Kaddish for him is one thing. He am davening Yevad Ach Chachris, Achmein. I think it's a Hele Gemokim, which is like it. Chveisnet. It seems that there's no heter of that. There's a leg L'Rosh. Simenai and Beis. Din Noise Amite, Vamanachmem, Vamalavim, Uboi Hei Sifim. Noise Amite, those who are carrying the Orin, Vechilufayim, and those who change their next on the list to carry the Orin, Vechilufayim, Bein oisam shem lifnei amite, it's irrelevant if they're standing in front of the mita. Bein oisam shem lacher, ma'acher shel amita tzarech behem, the mita needs them, pturim, so they're potter. U'shar ha'malavin es ha'meis, she'en l'mita tzarech behem chayobim. So let us see the reason of this halacha. And this halacha is speaking about a specific case. Chilufei chilufei. Af al pi, she'yesh shuhus l'achroinim likroi bo'id sh'noisim ha'rishayim. That means he's being carried now by others. So now, eventually, like we had before by the Mishamrim Esameis, we had by the Chayfrim Esakeva, that while one is doing the mitzvah, the other can learn Krishna. And here it doesn't say like that. Pturim, here's a potter. So he says, Avu Bishi Yeshus Lachoynim Likrim Boit Shenayisim Orishoynim, for Lachi Pturim, that means this is, it seems by the carrying of the oven, in the middle of the carrying, they could change their mind. That means in the process of carrying, so all these who are aimed to carry are on call now. That means so you can never know when they will be asked to carry the oven. So the male, so they're on call now, so they're called, so they're on call, so they're iskim b'mitzvah. So the male, they shouldn't even mask kigoyin. Now, but this halacha is unique. Kigoyin bo'ir sheyesh bo chabura amezumenes lekach. There's a chabura of people who they're miyuchid to carry the oven. V'chol b'nei ha-chabura machlifin loseis. And this is a chabura of noise, roine, shomeis, they come by every levaya. V'shekulam chafetzim lizkois boy. And memele, that they come to carry the oven. It was a special chabura that came to carry the oven. And all were aimed to carry the urn, so it's irrelevant if they're in front of the urn, the back of the urn. They're all on call to carry the urn, so it's called the oiskim b'mitzvah. Kulim tur mikrishma v'ishem trudim tirdas mitzvah. The torid, the tirdas mitzvah. V'afilu ha'choyki me'amite. Because they're all on call, they might be in the needed right away to carry the mitzvah, so they call those can be mitzvah. Ubemokim she'ein chabura amezumenes l'kach. But what if this is a place there's no special chabura? Hasmuchim la'mitzvah. So then the halacha is, so not everyone is destined to carry the oven. So hasmuchim la'mitzvah, those who are close to the mitzvah pturim. So those who are close to the mitzvah are considered on call. So let's say like this. So the Mechaber speaking about was a chabure of noisei hamitzvah. So they're potter, v'shar ha-malavim esameis, but the other malavim, there was a chabura of noisei amita, so they're potter. V'shar ha-malavim, those who are malavim esameis, shein l'mita tzarech behem chayovim, v'krishma, v'chayvim krishma, v'af al pi shalavoy esameis u'bechlau gmilus chasodim. So why are they doing also a mitzvah? They're doing the mitzvah of Gmilus Chasodim, or Gmilus Chasodim amin ha-Torah. Mikol mokim, hein einam trudim klal, by being oisik in the levoye, that is not in any way matred them from learning Krishna. V'chem likra ispasa Krishna in v'kavon le'ba'amideh. V'ashar, k'shehem ma'olchem, av turim yitvilek, k'ma shekosim simen kubob. So a person who's melava ameis, so this din of oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah la'alocha, we're paskening that even though it's absolutely kaim shneim, but if he's oisik in the mitzvah and it's in another tiche to do the second mitzvah, he's potter from the second mitzvah. But that is davke if the second mitzvah is a tiche to what he's doing. Now, a person who is walking is melava the meis, so b'shas is walking, he can say the whole krishma besides the first pasuk. The first pasuk he can say standing, doesn't have to walk in every year. And he can, so memela, so the krishma that he is saying is not called a ticha naisefis. That means I'm doing one thing, it's not called a ticha naisefis. I can be malavan and link krishma. I could be malavan, stop a minute and say the first pasuk. So therefore, so the malavim are not called oiskim b'mitzvahs levoya, that would pater them from krishma. Now the Dilshim brings down a very interesting machloikis, the mitzvah of levoya sameis. What is the kiyum ha-mitzvah? So he brings down the Chofetz Chaim and Avos Chesed wanted to say that the mitzvah's levoya is a chelik of mitzvah's kvura. It's a hachana to the kvura, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim wants to say that the mitzvah's levoya is still the kvura. He blies by its orchian. The Nitziv and Hemik Shaila says the mitzvah's levoya is only mechiv to mimalava daladama. That is the mitzvah's levoya, le mitzvah memuvche, ad mil v'sayim v'chein amodavah. That's the Minika Olam. So Memela, so the Minika Olam is that Levoya Sameis is only Me'ikir Adin Dalad Amis. And then they bring down that the Minika Olam is that the Malava too, they see that the Oren is, let's say, turned in a different direction. So then they go back and talk upon them. That's the Mitzvah's Levoya. That the Meikar Adin Dalad Amis, or a mil would be. Yeah. What? No, that's from the mess won't pay you back. That means that the mess won't, the Rabbein Shul Muzicha pay you. Chesed Shammes, the Rabbein Shul Muzicha pay you. The mace won't, he will not be able to send you a thank you card. I mean, I'll come on the floor. He won't send you a thank you card. Okay, let's go a little further. Ein meitziv beis, ein meitzin es hameis, samuch lekri yishma, she'ein shus lohitziyoi ulekavroi, Kaidem Shegiyas Man Kriyishma. Now, so this means like this. Emitzina Sames, we're speaking about Krishma Shel Shachris. Let's say this man of Krishma Shel Shachris is Mishayaker. Let's say this man Mishayaker is, let's say, 5 o'clock. This man of Mishayaker is 5 o'clock. So this man Krishma will start 5 o'clock. Now, they want to make a levaya 4 o'clock. Let's make a levaya 4 o'clock. So now, the luch is like this. If, al pi cheshbon, they can make the levaya from 4, and they'll be finished with the levaya by 5, everything, that means when the zman krishma will start, they will be finished with the levaya, then you can make the levaya 4 o'clock, if that's the cheshbon. If you're going to start the levaya 4 o'clock, it will first be finished 5:30. So that means that by starting the levaya now, you'll be oisik in the levaya afilu when this man krishma comes. So then you don't start the levaya. That's what the Mechaber is saying. A metzian es ames, you're not allowed to start the levaya. Samuch lekrishme, that means it is, you're starting the levaya when it's close to zman krishme. Shein shus leitziyoy ulekom rekoidim shegi zman krishme. There's not enough time to take him out and to be mekaber him before zman krishme. That means if 5 o'clock is zman mishayake, so if you'll start 4 o'clock, you'll never be finished by 5 o'clock. You'll be finished by 5:15 until the, you don't make the levaya. You don't make the levaya until after you lay krishme. But v'himischilo lahitziyoy. What happened? They didn't do that. They started 4 o'clock to make the levaya. And now, it's 5 o'clock, now it's already Zman Krishma, and I'm in the middle of the Levaya. V'mischilo leitziyoy, eimav seeking k'deli Christ. Now the Isaac, b'mitzvah, l'chatchili, shouldn't have started this mitzvah, since I have looming in front of me a mitzvah of Krishma, so don't start now the Levaya. But because the Levaya will interfere with my mitzvah of Krishma, so wait till the Zman Krishma comes. But if they started the levaya already, and now it's already 5 o'clock, 5:30, you started the mitzvah, so you continue the mitzvah. You're not mafsik. Ein meitzian v'im kvar. So the mechaber means you don't start the levaya if you're cheshbening that the levaya will not end before the Zman Krishma starts. V'im kvar higiyah Zman Krishma. So here we are talking about that let's say you want to make the levaya 4 o'clock, it's going to, the levaya will end 5:15, you're not allowed to do it. V'im kvar higiyah Zman Krishma. What happens if there's Zman Krishma already? So now, forget about a Levaya, now it's Zman Krishma, Sheyuchel Lashar, Shekvar Yispalulu, Roi Vakol. That means now it's Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah. So don't schedule the Levaya now. Roi of the Kol should have been capable of davening already, then you start the Levaya. V'gam shenoisi amite kvar kolu v'ispalo. That means if it's Zman Krishma now, so then Krishma now has a preference. Yomachuyim now in Krishma and Tefillah. So you don't start the Levaya. Es amei safila odom choshuv. That means we said if the Zman Krishma will be start 5 o'clock and you want to make the Levaya 4 o'clock, you don't do that. That means the same thing. That means Krishma shall arvis is, let's say, the Zman Krishma shall arvis is, let's say, 6 o'clock. So now, if I'm going to start the Levaya now, 5 o'clock, so I will not be able to learn Krishma Bascholos Man Krishma. So he says, you don't start the Levaya. If by the Levaya, by starting the Levaya, you will not be able to learn Krishma Bascholos Man. Mesimus Lushay Neymash, Medachayna Dimbe Krishma Shalavit. Uledine yiskimu achoinim lahokil b'shal arvitz, that you're allowed to start. Why? Lefi she'im lo yikberenu hayoim, yavon aloi solon. So, first of all, there's a chash, maybe you won't be able to be mekavrim the whole night. The love of loi solon, the mishibura holds, is after you won't mekavrim the whole night. Va'av she'yuchal b'layla lekovroim, you say you're not over, ki kover tikperenu bayoyim ahu, im lo yikperenu koidim shkiya sacham. So I'm moza de kezach. So that means like this. That means if now, let's say, the shkiya is 5 o'clock. The shkiya is 5 o'clock. Now, if they start the levaya 4:30 or 4 o'clock, they won't, it's going to go into the Zman Krishma of Maizu. 6 o'clock, they'll still be in the middle of the levaya. So he says, but al koponim, there's a mitzvah essay from of tikover tikperenu b'yoy mahu, that means there's a mitzvah essay min ha-teirah to be mekaver a mace the day he was niftar. So then we have a different conflict. That means like this. It's 4 o'clock now. If I'll start a levaya now, so I'll be able to chaparayim to make a kvure vayoyim. It'll come out, I'll be in the middle of the kvure when this man Krishna starts, when I'll kaponim, I have here, I'm a kind of mitzvah sasef in kovetik perenu. Vim nizdamen shenishtar hitzos a kvure atshek sheicho. What happens if it's night already? So the cover tik perenu, forget about. Because it's only the mitzvah's bayoyim. Now he has a whole night to be mekaber. It won't be over lay solid. And there's a mitzvah now of Krishna, yamtinum miletziya chispalu akol mailek. Ischilu loitziya. Now we said one should not start If by starting the levaya now he'll miss tascholus man krishma, he's chilu leitziyot. Afilu acha shegiyas man krishma, he started already. It was already man krishma. Eim avsikin. Perish ha'om atzrichem losei samite. That means they started already. Now the oisik b'mitzvah. They shouldn't have started, but al kapod they started now. So those who are carrying the mitzvah filum yavrei day says man krishma the kvuras meisim dvar toire havol elu shein la mitzvah tzech behem nars is man krishma chayovim likrish teike hava pish yesh adayin oit shuhus, because this is very interesting. This is hischilu be'isa. They shouldn't have started the levaya now. It's man krishma already. They did. So memeleim. So there's a difference between those who are nice hamitah, so they started already. So the dendin is, even though it's chilu be'isa, but now they're doing the mitzvah, so they can continue being nice d'orin. The other people who shein l'mitzvah tzayich b'em, so now there's a chiv on them to learn Krishna. Sif Gimel. Ha'om ha'oiskin behespet. If the oisik behespet, bizman shahameis mutal lifnaya. So they bring master the mace, and there's a mace mutal lifnaya, the oisik behespet, and what will be with Krishma Tfila? Nishmotim echot echot. So everyone isn't mechuyev to listen to the hespet. So nishmotim echot echot. So people singly leave the hesped, the kairin or mispalalim, and then so that means you can't be kairin mispalal there because it's like l'rosh. But al kaponim they leave and kairin mispalal. Ein ha mace mutalifnei. What if the mace is b'chal in another room? So then they're not being oisik in many mitzvahs lifnei a mace and kairin. Heim kairin mispalalim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Nishmotim sheyemshe sheikru kan eitzel hameis. That means in the middle of the hesped. So people, you can't daven alein Krishma now. Mishnah lo yigarosh. Unispalalim. And the mispalal also. Vahabi poiskim chayukim svilu dikilu linyin tfilu. The mace mutal is named. That means in the middle of the hesped, So the people to go out to daven also, they hold, and that they were makel. Kivin shatvilu the rabbonim. So others hold it as I. We're bringing chazan asapta, the one who's mamish being master, the vada yeshush mechokim is a shvitzach lahavsik lutvilu. Ponyin krishma yeshoimrim to potapose, ayin bitur beishoisif, and the oinon, the daimim, even though let's say if the mace is not here, so they daven, they know in achreim klum, mitam shenis boi, bisim in ayinam.
Thank you.